Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, December 30th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. It's another day of fingers crossed for air travelers flying out of LAX. The airport's Heath Montgomery says there's a good chance your flight will leave later or not at all.
It's a known fact at this point that the airlines are having some issues with staffing and with some of the weather that has made its way across the country. So there's a combination of factors impacting our airline partners more so this year than probably in past years.
At Long Beach Airport, one American departure canceled, lots of Southwest flights delayed. Ontario, one Alaska and two Delta departures canceled. Hollywood Burbank, most Southwest flights are delayed a few minutes. And at Orange County's John Wayne Airport, one Alaska flight canceled, lots of Southwest flights delayed. Be sure to check with your airline before you head to the airport. More than 50 people were rescued from flooded campgrounds at Leo Carrillo State Beach in Malibu early today.
We were dispatched about 4:22 in the morning, and then we were on scene at 4:26. No injuries on our side that we have on file.
That's Giovanni Sanchez with LA County Fire. Heavy rain saturated a creek near the campgrounds. Fast-moving water trapped dozens of campers. Firefighters are checking with park rangers to make sure everyone got out safely. LA County today reported 20,198 new COVID-19 infections, more than triple the number from a week ago. The average daily rate of people testing positive for COVID-19 is now 21%.
We are, in fact, experiencing the worst of a surge at the moment with the rising number of cases.
That's LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer. The test positivity rate in Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties is a few percentage points below LA counties, but only a few, and all are on the rise. An LA judge has issued a temporary order that blocks the city of Inglewood from destroying police records. The story from KPCC's Frank Stoltz.
The ACLU had requested Inglewood provide all police records relating to officer shootings, serious uses of force, and sexual misconduct or lying on the job. Staff attorney Tiffany Bailey.
Despite submitting those requests nearly 3 years ago, we have not received a single document.
While cities are allowed to destroy certain records that are more than 5 years old, other documents related to ongoing investigations or lawsuits must be preserved. The ACLU argues that includes pending public records requests.
They are not permitted to destroy those records.
A city council vote to destroy records prompted the ACLU's legal action. Inglewood Mayor James T. Butts said no records have been destroyed yet. He also said he expects the restraining order to be lifted soon.
This is just a regular routine purge of administrative records.
The city did destroy records in the days just before an historic new transparency law took effect 3 years ago. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.